Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Cause they got no place to be. That's why.
guys. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Thank you guys for tuning in for Handsome Awareness Radio. And I'm actually crying now because I am, this is all so rude. And I am just so grateful and so thankful for everything that is happening and everything that is going on. Because you guys don't understand how much authenticity and how much hard work that not only myself but our whole team has put in, you know, to make the world a better place and to help assist, you know what I'm saying, in making the world a better place. You know, I want to give a special thanks to all of the hosts, you know, on the platform, because, you know, I hope you guys realize that, you know what I'm saying, what we're doing here is huge. It's not just a regular radio show that we, you know what I'm saying, this is the springboard to many of things that we're going to be doing around the world, you know what I mean, and I know what this is, you know what I'm saying, this is just only the beginning, so, you know, I just got out of a powerful session. You know, I'm an oracle. I do readings, and I just got this dope review, you know what I'm saying, of, you know, one of our sisters, a goddess, you know, she just thanked me about how, you know, I gave her the blueprint to help her be a better woman, you know what I'm saying, and I'm no woman, you know what I'm saying, but I do know I'm an oracle, you know, and I do foresee, you know, certain things that I know what it takes, you know, to give people the blueprint and what they can do, you know, not only just telling you what to do, but giving you the how to, you know what I'm saying, as far as what you can do. It's just a suggestion, because I don't give advice, I only give suggestions, but what you can do in order to get your life into perspective. Now, I am very stern, you know what I'm saying, sometimes when it comes to my people. You know, and just as I want y'all to be stern with me, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. This shit is reciprocated, and I'm so stern because I only expect the best just as the best needs to be expected of me. You know what I mean? Because iron has to sharpen iron. And where we're going, you know, I want y'all to also call me on my shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I put that out there. You know what I mean? So if you're a host or anything, if you ever feel like I'm hard on you, please know that there's always a method to my madness, right? All right. And I love all of you hosts. We have a host. We have a star lineup, guys, you know, including Professor Kappa, you know what I'm saying, from Hidden Colors, and his daughters, you know, on Tuesday, and also Jamila on Mondays, which she comes with the Craft Keeper, you know, and on Wednesdays, that's pretty much open, but on Thursdays, we have the Enhancing Awareness Classroom, so where Sergio has agreed to do second Thursdays of each month, and who else? Keisha Jeffrey, she's agreed to do a woman's. We're still in the formation of her shows, but she's going to be debuting in January, and she's going to be helping and inspiring women, you know what I'm saying, and to be better women. So that's coming in January. And we have Friday, we have the beloved Dwight Jolly, you know, who's also a Dallas native, such as myself, and, you know, he's a very genuine, wise brother. And we got Tiki Bradshaw on Saturdays, which she's doing the Sistar Circle, you know what I'm saying, where melanated, empowering women get together and they help to motivate each other. You know, and on Sundays, which after this show, we have Lisa and Gary Van. Thank you, Lisa and Gary Van. You guys are amazing. This couple has over 25 years of experience, and they're taking all of their wisdom and they're projecting it into their shows. So, guys, we have a star lineup and an array of different topics. And, you know, I just had a moment before the show. And then the Michael Jackson song didn't help, you know. So, yeah, now that I got that out, I'm good. I was good while I was crying. I mean, it was tears of joy. You know what I mean? We got to cry sometimes and get that shit out, you know, publicly. Authentic vibration. Authentic projection. A lot of us men can use that, right? So, yeah. Okay. So Grand Rising Motivation is a segment in a series that I will be doing, but I am not going to be consistent as far as the time and the air they view for that because I'm so busy. But you know what I mean? So I'm not, this is going to be random for now. I'm thinking about just doing it on Sunday mornings as of now. You may get it probably a Wednesday morning because Wednesdays are my off days. So who knows? But anyway, stay tuned for that. Be sure that you guys are following the show. And everything's going to be included within the show notes before the end of the show. But be sure that you guys are following the show, blogtalkradio.com/enhancingawarenessradio. And also, guys, if you want to book a reading from me, you can definitely book a book a session for me. I offer Oracle Tarot sessions. I offer, you know, spiritual constellation. You know what I mean? Just pretty much an array of different things, dream decoding, all of that. So www.enhancingawareness.net. I probably said enhancingawareness.com, but that our radio show website is coming soon. But my website is going to be enhancingawareness.net. And everything, again, is going to be included in the show, guys. So please tune for that. All right, guys. What this show is about is pretty much, just giving you some motivation, you know. And I think that to start our days, we definitely need to have motivation. It is definitely key. So what I'm doing is I'm pulling these two clips that was very powerful for me. You know what I mean? Les Brown is going to be today. Les Brown is definitely a great guy. I mean, he is awesome and amazing. I'm not going to be pulling two clips every day, all day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be giving you straight raw motivation as well. You know what I'm saying? We're not lazy. You know, and after the discussion, I'm going to be, because I actually paused the video and I didn't listen to it because I actually want to listen to it fresh myself. You know what I'm saying? Not nothing that I've already heard. This is one that I have not heard. And I want to come back and I want to discuss it, you know what I'm saying, live on air. So that's what we're going to be doing today. I'm going to be playing that clip for you today. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to take my notes. I hope you guys take your notes. If you guys want to call in, the number to call in is area code 929-477-3423. This is an hour segment. So we have 40 up, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just be mindful of the time frame that we do have in this particular segment. And so we'll go ahead and jump into the motivation. This is Les Brown, Don't Waste Your Time. Powerful motivation, guys. And I hope you guys enjoy. And we'll be back and we'll discuss.
I wish I had not waited 14 years. Somebody said, if you want to lose something, lose money. You can get that back. 8 out of 10 millionaires have been financially bankrupt. Walt Disney filed bankruptcy 7 times and had 2 nervous breakdowns. But don't lose time. There were 14 years I sat on the sideline. 14 years I said, I don't have an investor in me like Tony Robbins. 14 years that said, I don't have an MBA or a PhD, and I can't compete with these guys. I have the complexion of rejection. 14 years, I silenced myself.
Wow.
And so I regret that, because there are some people that maybe if they'd heard my voice, they would not have turned to drugs. If they'd heard my voice, their lives would have taken a different direction, and I can't get those 14 years back. That haunts me, and maybe I think that drives me when I speak with such energy. I'm trying to make up for that time, but I can't.
A time of great uncertainty and a time of change that's taking place around the world, and a time when people are feeling a great deal of anxiety and fear and reservations about the future. At a time when people are going to work and don't know whether or not they will have a job when they get off, and not necessarily because of their performance, but because of what's happening in the economy. At a time when there are challenges, more so than ever before, in personal relationships. We look at what's happening on the crime level and what's happening with our youth. That many times I'm sure that we've all taken time just to stop and reflect. Many times when we hear what's happening in the news or read the newspapers, where's all of this leading to? What's going on here? And so I think that now more than ever, we must begin to look at what are the things that we can do that would put us on some firm footing in life, that will enable us to do some things and use some powers that we have, that many of us go through life never ever discovering that we have those things going for us. And part of that, I believe, is knowing what it is your life worth. What is it that gives your life a sense of meaning and purpose? Because once you find that, it puts you in your power place. See, if you know what your life work is, I encourage you to start working on it. If you can't do it all at one time, do just a little bit of it. And if you don't know what it is that you showed up to do, if you don't know why you're here, I encourage you to find out what your purpose is here. What is the meaning of your life? What will be different? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I've done that. I remember coming from a friend of mine's funeral, and I was reflecting on how much time I had left. And I went for a walk in a park thinking about this guy whose life was so promising. And, I mean, he wasn't an old guy. He was quite young, in fact. And I thought about all of the things that he said he was going to do, and he never got a chance to do those things. And I started thinking about my own life and how much time I had left to do the things that I would like to do. And at that time, I wasn't sure what my life purpose was, what my life's work was. I wasn't sure about it at that time. And I thought about it quite a lot. I had some idea, but I wasn't convinced that I don't think I felt worthy. I didn't believe that it could be me to do this kind of work that I'm doing right now. And I say to you that if you begin to take a conscious effort to find out what it is that you're supposed to do, I say that it can literally save your life. I said that it can literally save your life. I was telling a group of people of a study that was conducted. Dr. Larry Darcy, who wrote a book called Recovering the Soul, he said, human beings are the only living species that has achieved the dubious distinction of dying or having a stroke or a heart attack on a certain day. If you ask most people, what would you say the primary cause of why people will have a heart attack or stroke? Many people will say, well, because they smoke cigarettes, or because of high cholesterol, or because of stress, or because of obesity. And all of those things are contributing factors. But ladies and gentlemen, more heart attacks take place in this country on Monday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. That's when the majority of people who have their first heart attacks have them. 85% of the American public, according to recent studies, are going to jobs that they hate, working on jobs that do not challenge them. They get sick thinking about going. Migraine headaches. After the Sunday afternoon football game or 60 minutes, the anxiety began to build. And come Monday morning, they drop dead of a broken heart. Some of you ought to think about not going to work on Monday. Think about that. People are literally dying to go to work. Because, see, when you go to a job and you already know how far you can go, you can already see that proverbial glass ceiling. It's like going to a movie when you've gone in the middle of the movie and you've seen the end and you sit there to start all over again, but something is missing. You know what the outcome is going to be. You can't get excited about going through that movie all over again. Am I correct? See, when you're going someplace and you already know how much you're going to make, you already know how far you can go, you're in a dead-end position. It erodes your self-esteem. It lowers your sense of yourself. It creates an inner turmoil. It creates an emptiness in you. So I say that your life is worth finding what it is that you're supposed to do. And I'm not saying quit your job. I'm saying find it and do just a little bit of it. When I wanted to become involved in speaking, I started just learning quotes, listening to other people's tapes, going to seminars, going to workshops, asking other people to help me. Just start working at it just a little bit, but do find out what your work is and hold on to it and don't let your dream go. Don't let it go. See, and here's something else I want you to begin to look at. Why is it that most people don't pursue their dreams or don't do better than what they're doing if they're capable of doing it? I think that many of us don't go the next step because we don't know what to do yet. And I say that the reason that we don't even explore the possibility of what to do is because subconsciously we don't believe that it can happen for us and we don't believe that we deserve it. So here's what I'm suggesting. How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? In the last 90 days, how many books have you read? In the last year, what new skill or knowledge have you acquired? What kind of investment have you made in you? So I'm saying that as you begin to look at where you want to go, if you want to make it today, and things are changing so fast you have to literally run to stand still, I'm saying that you've got to make some conscious effort to begin to work to develop you. Here's something else. Most people are not living their dreams because of fear, ladies and gentlemen. I was in Columbus, Ohio yesterday speaking for a particular Ohio department. Young lady named Karen who greeted me, who organized the event. Very talented, very skillful. And she was talking about she wanted to become involved in the consulting business. I said, why aren't you doing it? I said, you have the abilities. I said, you're not here because they like you. You're here because you're doing the job. You're making things happen. And she came up with all kind of ideas, but finally she said, I guess I can't see myself doing it. I guess I'm afraid. Fear, limited vision, and lack of self-esteem is what keep most people doing things they don't want to do. I flew from Columbus, Ohio to Denver, Colorado to a major communications company, and the person that picked me up at the airport told me about the fact that the company was planning on having a major downsizing, and they offered some of the employees there an early retirement, and some of them will earn as much as $300,000. And they said, this is the last time that you can take this offer. If you don't do it when we have the downsizing, you might be among those who will lose their jobs and all you will get is your severance pay. And only 50% of the people who were eligible to take the $300,000 took it. The others were afraid to take a chance on themselves. The others couldn't see themselves beyond that company. They couldn't see life after that company. The same reason that people stay in relationships where they're abused or they're unhappy or it's unfulfilling, they can't see themselves beyond that relationship. They can't see themselves enjoying life without that person. They think that this is all that they can do. The same reason that people get stuck at a certain level in life, they can't see things being better for them. And they think that this is it and this is all they deserve. This is all they've ever seen. It's been passed on to them. And they think that this is it for them. Oh, no. I was looking what Dr. Blanton, Smalley Blanton, who is a colleague of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, what he said about fear. He said, fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear puts people in the hospital. Fear can age you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And it seems like you're in a hypnotic spell. And I ask you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself of not stepping out on life and taking life on, what is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that? It's one of the things I had to ask myself. See, I didn't want to make any mistakes. I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to be perfect the first time I did something. It's not going to happen. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to hurt some folks' feelings. You're going to create some enemies. Whenever you decide that you want to begin to take life on, you've got to ask yourself, how long am I going to allow this to hold me back? I like what Zig Ziglar says. He said, fear is false evidence appearing real. That is an illusion that we create in our mind. It is a state of mind that can be changed. So let's look at how we can begin to take some steps to restructure that fear, to begin to expand our visions of ourselves, to begin to increase our self-esteem. Webster said that self-esteem means confidence and satisfaction in oneself. Look at your life right now. Whatever you've done up to this point in time, your life is working. Whatever you have produced, it came out of you as a result of the kind of person that you have become. It's a result of your choices. It's a result of your consciousness. Now you have to ask yourself, are you satisfied with what you have produced? Is this what you want? Would you like for things to be better than this? Do you believe that you deserve better than this? Are you content? This is it. You don't have to do anything else. That you already resigned yourself in life and said, well, I'm happy. I'm not starving like the people in Calcutta. Are you allowing yourself to get off the hook like that? Or do you believe somewhere in the back of your mind or in your heart that there's some other great work for you to do? There's something else that life has for you. And that's why you're here. How do we handle this fear factor? How do we increase our self-esteem? You have to begin to fortify yourself. How do we do that? I believe that you have to begin to consciously monitor your inner conversation and start talking to yourself. Start building yourself up. Sometimes the only good things you will hear about you are the things that you say to you. Young lady that was in the audience this afternoon said to me, I told myself yesterday for the first time, I'm proud of me. And she said, I felt good about that. So I'm saying, learn to be your own booster. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I started thinking about becoming a speaker, I said, yes, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know, I had to talk to myself because people were saying to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, you're right. Look at what I've done. I had to say, no, 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 Les. Hey, come on, man. Get yourself together. You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right. This is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this. Other people have done it. It doesn't take an Einstein. Get you some people that can teach you some stuff that you don't know. Get you some people that have done it successfully and learn from them. Take some seminars, workshops, read some books on how to manage a business. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. And when I start changing that kind of mindset of beating myself up because of my mistakes and start looking at the possibility of my doing better, of my making the adjustment that would enable me to do what I want to do successfully, things begin to change. And I'm saying, stop beating up on yourself. You do it. I know you do it. I've done it. It's a natural inclination for us to put ourselves down. See, we are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world. See, you don't have to teach children to lie. They'll lie automatically. Did you wet in your pants? No, I did not. Well, what is that? I don't know. You don't have to encourage kids to misbehave. They will do it by themselves. You don't have to encourage them to do the wrong thing. They will do it automatically. You have to correct their behavior. So I'm saying that we have to work through the challenges of life in learning how to begin to work to fortify ourselves. Repeat after me, please. I can live my dream.
I can live my dream.
I can find my purpose in life. And live my purpose. I deserve more for myself.
I deserve more from life.
Shake somebody's hand on your right and left and say, you deserve more from life too. Here's some other things, ladies and gentlemen. Begin to guard your mind against negative programming. Like, turn off the television. Don't watch the news. Don't watch it. I think that more people have a sense of hopelessness and anxiety about life. If you look at the news, you cannot feel good looking at the news. You'll be scared to death. You're scared to go to sleep. I mean, it turns your power down. You've got to be conscious of that. Don't pick up the newspaper and read it. No, no. Just try this. Just experiment with yourself. Now, if your job depends upon you knowing certain things, let somebody tell you just about those things. But stop filtering the stuff you allow to come in your mind. You know that song you used to say? Don't let nobody bring you no bad news. I tell my staff, look here, don't tell me any bad news while I'm on the road. Let me handle it tomorrow. I don't like anybody to tell me any bad news at night before I go to sleep. I can't do anything about it anyhow. Why let me go to sleep with that on my consciousness? No. No, and my staff, they know that. Say, let it wait till tomorrow. And I have a period of time. Tell me bad news between 10 o'clock and 12 noon. After I prayed and meditated and read my books, I'm fortified. I'm ready to handle it. I deal with it, and I'm out of there, and I'm going on to something else. So you've got to guard the kinds of things that you put in your mind. See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed, because human beings are goal-oriented. That's why we die of broken hearts early. That's why we're running through life to early graves. We're going through life, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that Henry David Thoreau said that most men live in quiet desperation. Most of us go through life running scared. Larry D'Angelo, who I think is going to be one of the greatest motivational speakers around today, told me a story, a true story of a friend of his, that every day when he came home from school, when he would get to a certain block in his neighborhood, there was a neighborhood dog that would chase him. And that dog would start after him barking. Boy, he would run, just running from that dog every day, every day. Finally, he just got tired of that dog chasing him every day. He said, this dog come around here today, I'm going to take a brick or something and bust him in the head. So he was walking home that day, minding his own business. Sure enough, same area, there was that dog there. And the dog started barking, he started running, he saw a brick, and he stopped and picked up the brick and turned around. And the dog got closer to him. He realized the dog didn't have any teeth. He said he put the brick down and said, get on out of my way. And ladies and gentlemen, all our lives, many of us go through life running from things that ain't got no teeth to do us any harm. Haven't you been afraid to do something and then after you did it, you say, whoa, if I'd known it was this easy, I would have done it before. Haven't you ever had that experience? Raise your hand. Absolutely. So we created this in our minds, false evidence appearing real. We made it real in our minds. That's why Churchill said there's nothing to fear but fear itself. That's the destructive monster. So turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing and hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people. You know, most people think you're strange if you're happy today. People say, how you doing? I said, better than good. Whoa, what's wrong with him? Just go around smiling and watch people. Look at, is this a weird guy over here? Because most people don't smile. Watch him. Look at their faces in the morning. Here we go, another Monday morning. How you doing? Haven't had my coffee yet. Don't ask me.
See, these people have not found their purpose in life. That's why they're grumpy. That's why they're miserable. That's why they're so negative. They're hurting and they want to hurt other people. So start practicing using programs for your mind. Seminars, books, workshops. Keep a journal. Record your thoughts, what's happening with you. Every day when you get up, have a journal near you. I use the Jack Bolin journal so that I can write down my ideas. I keep it by my bed so I can write down my thoughts. See, ladies and gentlemen, we get 3 to 4 thoughts a year that if we would act on those thoughts, they could change our life. Don't say, well, I'll remember that. No, write that thought down. I got a thought today I wrote down. A friend of mine is in the hospital. His morale is low. They're talking about amputating his foot. He's got to feel very bad. So I said, you know, I'm not only am I going to see him, but I can't be there with him all the time. I said, I'm going to create a tape for him that he can listen to that will heighten his level of morale. We told him the other night, don't go to surgery. You are depressed. Your energy level is down. No, tell him not now. Don't do it now. In fact, most doctors who have any sense of awareness don't perform surgery on patients that are in a state of fear, that don't think they will make it. They wait till they're in a different state of mind. So I said, what about making tapes for people that are facing physical challenges? I said, that's a good idea. All right? See, there are ideas that can come to you out of things that appear to be negative. I have a friend out of Chicago, just met him. He's 23 years old. And this guy, he went financially bankrupt 2 years ago, ruined his credit. Guess what he decided to do? He found a blessing in it. He wanted to restore his credit. It was very challenging, very difficult. And he realized that a lot of other people during these particular times have ruined their credit. So now he started a credit repair business. Last year, he earned over $100,000 helping people to restore their credit. I met a young lady who attends this church, that she was at her father's funeral and she was putting flowers on her father's grave, and she looked around and saw the other grave sites. They did not look well-groomed, and they were not attended to on a regular basis. She started a grave site maintenance business. Out of that tragedy, something positive has come out of it. And now she's earning more money doing that than on her present job. What idea are you sitting on? Write your ideas down. And then, once you get that idea, take the leap. Hello? Take the leap. See, a lot of people get the ideas and just walk around with them. Have you ever had an idea and all of a sudden you looked around and somebody had that idea and gone with it? Think you're going to be going with my hospital idea. Forget that, buddy. We will be out there together, Jack. Take the leap. See, it's out here in the universe. If you don't take the plunge, I guarantee you, somebody else will. Take the plunge. Go into action. And ladies and gentlemen, you will be surprised how things will come together. You'll be surprised. Now, you're going to have some difficult challenges. I can tell you that now. Be aware of that. Things are not going to work out exactly right. For a time, they will, sometimes. And that's when life is just playing a game with you. I want you to feel good and relax. And then after a while, say, okay, the honeymoon's over now. And then life will come over there and slap you side of the head. Say, what you doing out here? Well, this is my dream life. Is that right? Come over here a minute. Oh, you went to the seminar, huh? Come here. I can tell you that. But ladies and gentlemen, go into action with your dream. And don't avoid where the fights are. Get in the midst of the fight. And get some hickeys on your head. Get knocked down so you can learn how to fight, so you can hold your position. See, most people don't get out in the arena of life because they don't want to fight. Most people don't get out there because they don't want to get knocked down. They don't want to be dropped to their knees. But see, you're going to be dropped whether you're on the field or whether or not you're sitting on the sidelines. You're going to be dropped. So at least get dropped for something. Don't get knocked down while you're sitting down. See, that's how most people are spectators in life. You don't want to be a spectator. You want to get out in the field where the action is. And you will be amazed after the struggle, there will be a calm period and things will begin to click for you. Come out here with what you got. You don't have enough money? Don't worry about it. You got the dream. You got the idea. You don't have enough resources? Don't worry about it. You need some help? Don't worry about it. You get out here in the arena, someone will look at you and become inspired and say, hey, can I help you? But if you're sitting up on the bleachers, nobody's going to ask you anything. You've got to get into the flow of action. Frances Hart called me from Chicago. She had been sitting on an idea of a show that she wanted to produce for 10 years called Mind Body Connection. So someone saw me speaking in Chicago at a sorority convention and said, I saw a guy that perhaps can host this show for you who has energy and charisma. She called me. She was so fired up. I said, listen, on the day that you want to do that, I'm speaking in Chicago. I can do it for you. And I said, by the way, I met somebody 2 weeks ago in Baltimore who has an idea of the same type of show, and she's doing it on radio. Why don't you call her? And then she called me back. Who else would you suggest? I said, well, I know Deepak Chopra. He wrote the book called Quantum Healing, and Bernie Siegel. Could you get his number? I tell you what, I have a friend named Jack Boland at the Church of the Day. He knows how to get in touch with him. Call him, and he will give you the number so you can get in touch with Bernie Siegel. That lady started calling all around. Did not have the resources, but she had this idea and dream. And she said the other night when she came before the audience that had gathered in the studio, she said, I feel like I've been pregnant for 10 years. And tonight you're going to witness a beautiful delivery. And it was. She said, I couldn't believe, Les, how things began to happen, how it all began to come together. And how many of you ever started on some dream and you didn't have all your stuff together, but you just went out there with nothing but faith, and things began to happen for you? Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, those hands up there, it's proof. The proof is in the pudding. These people have demonstrated it. And if they can do it, you can do it.
All right, guys, that is one of my favorite was Les Brown, guys. And, you know, the name of the YouTube, I guess I should put it here, you know, put it here in the show's report on the show. But, you know, the name of the YouTube is Don't Waste Your Time by Les Brown. Don't Waste Your Time by Les Brown. So, you know, he said a lot of key points, you know what I'm saying, in this particular show. And I'm going to have one of our hosts join me on this. Hold on, guys. shit. Sorry. All right. So, yeah. The name of the YouTube is going to be in the show notes before the end of the show. And, don't waste your time. I mean, he said a lot of nuggets in this particular show. I mean, that was so much information. I got a whole page full of notes. Let me – I see a call that happened here. That has been here with me since the the top of the show, right? So I'm gonna go ahead and bring this call. I don't know if they're just listening or if they, you know, want to say something on air. Area code 917-538. This is your host Haru. Are you just listening to the motivation, or do you have something to add to what Les Brown just went over?
No, just listening. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you for listening. Absolutely. All right. So, yeah. So, guys, thank you for listening. But, yeah, I mean, he said a lot of amazing points. So, we're going to cover some of the points that we much discussed. And I'm sorry. Hold on, because I'm trying to get someone to join me to discuss some of these key points. You know, I love learning, love growing, love having people to collectively grow with. Right. All right. So, you know, pretty much, you know, at a default, you know, what is your purpose? You know, what is your life work? You know what I mean? So really ask yourself, what is your purpose? Why are you here? What is your life work? And in my sessions, you know, a lot of people do not know what their purpose is. So, you know, I always tell them, you know, what is it that you will do for free? What are you deeply passionate about on a deep level? You know, we go to college, we get these degrees, you know, we do money, survival, money, survival, money, ego, money, survival, ego, money. So, you know what I mean? That's the whole program that we are conditioned by birth. You know what I mean? Like Les said, you know, we're conditioned into, you know, this negative thinking. And if anybody's listening to this show, if anybody know how to get in contact with Les Brown and, you know, to help me help my dream come true as far as having Les Brown on one of my shows, please email me. assistantservicesbykeith@gmail.com. And yeah, just email me, you know what I mean? And, you know, we can work together and yeah. So anyway, that's just one of my dreams. So Les Brown, I look up to him so much and I love him to life. So what is your purpose? What is your life work? What are the things that we can do to get so pretty much solid foundation? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what are the things that we can do to stand a firm ground, right? So that solid foundation, that's firm ground. And, you know, we have to begin to build solid foundations for ourselves, right? So what are you doing to build a solid foundation versus building something on sand to where it's not, and building something on sand is those things that we truly don't want to do, but we feel like we have to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it comes back to, you know, we need to stop wasting our time. You know what I mean? Like, why are we wasting our time in these jobs? You know, a great close family member, you know, been at our job 30 years. Not love what she do. Let me keep that correct. But she pretty much just, you know, I mean, she's been at her job 30 years, you know, and she was telling me the other day, you know, she was like, I'm just tired. I just don't like my job. I just, and she's been doing this the whole 30 years, mind you. You know what I'm saying? So, Tiki, what we're talking about is pretty much just what I'm going to do going forward is pretty much what I call Grand Rising Motivation with Haru. Now, I thought about doing this every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of start out, but you know how busy I am, so I don't know if I can do it consistently every day, you know. But, you know what I'm saying, just giving these random, and today it was about wasting our time. And, you know, we just did a whole Les Brown lecture as far as he was making a lot of key points, and what he was talking about was, you know, how often do we not know our purpose? How often are we working these dead-end jobs? You know, are we truly building... Are we truly building our foundations, you know what I'm saying, on solid ground, or are we building it on sand? You know what I'm saying? And building our solid foundations, and also, and what I'm going over now is the key points from the video that I took as far as my personal notes. So, you know, yeah, so don't waste your time. It's going to be in the show. I'm going to send it to you. But it's going to be in the show notes for all of you guys that are, for all of you guys that are listening. But Tiki is great. You know, I try to send you something every, you know, at least a few times a week. But you're not going to always be perfect. You know, you're going to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And knowing that imperfection is perfection, right?
It is.
And so don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till it's too late. You know what I'm saying? It's something that, you know, would have, could have, should have. But, you know, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, you know, as the person I'm talking about who's been working this dead-end job, you know, it's not, she's like, what? She's about to be 65. And now she's like, you know what? I need to go back to school. Honey, you're about to be 80. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
no.
You know. I mean, time is speeding up and it's going by so fast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot, you know, you don't want to do that. But the generation before us, you know what I'm saying? That's something that they were conditioned to do, so they can't help it. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people are waking up, which is great. You know what I'm saying? But the time is now. Like, we have to stop wasting time. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, some people are just going to have to die in that condition. And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, for those who do become aware, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we can get it together at any moment. You know, if going back to school at 65 is for you, then do it. I'm not saying, I'm not trying to, you know, throw shade on that at all in any kind of way, because there was a lady that graduated at the age of 70. You know what I'm saying? It's never too late.
Oh, yeah. I had, when I graduated from college, there was a lady there with me graduating. She was about She was about 65. I was like 23. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And I would love to know her story because, you know, you have to have courage. You know what I'm saying? Especially at that age.
Definitely.
You know, because that subconscious chatter that we do, you know, oh, what are they going to think of me? They're going to see an old woman in college. They're going to see, you know what I mean? Let's be honest about the subconscious chatter that we have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Ooh, Tiki, you got to catch the replay of this show, honey. I was crying at the top of the show. Ooh, it came out like a fart. Because I'm so excited about what we, I just finished this, like a 2-hour session before the show. And just the feedback from that, you know, to just to be able to be in a clear-headed space to where I can truly help women, you know what I'm saying? And in the kings too. The kings, I'm gonna need y'all to step y'all game up because you know y'all get so fucking egotistical to where y'all don't want to come ask for help, especially, you know, to someone of my lifestyle or something like that. You know, y'all act like, oh, no, it ain't shit. He can teach me, you know, all that bullshit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But y'all don't understand or understand that we are the fucking oracles, you know what I'm saying? And we know from both sides, you know, when it comes to my eye and balance, like, you know, but I don't
exactly.
really fool stupid niggas. And stupid niggas, anyway, not niggas, but niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
mm-hmm.
that's a whole nother show. But, you know, I'm just so happy that people are coming, you know what I'm saying, to get the assistance that they need. You know what I'm saying? Because the time is now. Like, if we don't really get our shit together, like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Right.
So another key point he made was, how much time do we spend on working on you? You know what I'm saying? How much time do we
not
say
enough.
We so busy?
Not enough.
We so busy, Tiki. We so busy.
Mm-hmm. Busy with bullshit.
With distractions.
Distractions.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Work and
exactly.
all this shit, you know, distraction. We so busy with these fucking distractions. And also, and this is one that's personal for me. What investment have you made in you? Because I didn't, at the beginning, I did not invest, like I would spend my money on all of these external, you know, gratification things. You know what I'm saying? But how much time was I investing in my business? How much money was I investing in my own Oracle business? How much, you know what I mean? So
right. That
took me a minute because, you know, I'll go on a shopping spree in a minute. My fact went on one yesterday. But the thing about that is, I did that out of pleasure of the good work that I've been doing because I have been manifesting in me.
So
you know what I'm saying?
That.
So
yeah.
So I deserve it. Yeah, I deserve every bit of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was the balance. You know what I'm saying? So another thing he said, ground your guard set against the negative program. And you know what? As far as the negative program, a lot of us are trying to guard our mindset as far as the external negative programs that we get. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about them. In the negative shit that they doing, and you trying to guard nobody, you need to guard yourself from you and the negative thoughts that you have within you first.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And that's the last thing you think about.
Honey, we are at war with our motherfucking self.
Yep.
Do y'all hear me? We are at war with ourselves, honey. It has nothing to do with anything external.
Outside, nothing.
And that's where we get it twisted. We so focused on them. Baby, when have
right.
you stopped and focused on you? See, you too scared to look in that motherfucking mirror. Baby, and matter of fact, when I first was doing this work early in the early 2000s, when I first started on this, baby, the first time I looked at myself, I didn't even know who that bitch was staring back at me. It scared the shit out.
Right.
I was like, bitch, who are you? It was my lower self.
Yeah, we definitely got to get in tune with that.
You better get in tune with that or you will die. That's how serious
right.
it is. You have no choice. See, we've been forced now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. See, we kind of get it to where we, you know, okay, I'm going to give you time to do your work. I'm going to give you time to do your work. No, baby, where we at now, if you don't, you die. You got two choices.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely made me realize that.
I mean, flat out, straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby. Being there, I would ask you, how did I help you to realize that? Go ahead. We got 5 minutes, but go ahead.
No, you just made me look deeper into why I was going through everything that I was going through, and that it wasn't necessarily things on the outside. I never thought about looking at me. You know what I'm saying? I never thought about digging deep inside to see what's going on with me that's causing all these things around me.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that. So
yeah.
I mean that's how you helped me to just start looking deeper, start delving deeper into what's going on within me, within myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, because
that's what it's all about, you know. And I'm so proud of you because Tiki, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't easy for you. You know what I'm saying?
Not at
you're
all.
Still going through challenges,
mm-hmm.
you know, but what are you doing? You calling up on segment energy, you calling up on the ancestors, you calling, you know, help me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We don't like to ask for help. When we could be on our deathbed about to die, we still won't ask for help.
Right.
You know, that's a tradition that we have to break, a condition. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have to get out of that. We have to ask for help.
You did see that video that I posted, right? With the mother on there talking about we need to reach out to the ancestors. We need to talk to the ancestors.
I've seen it, but I saved it. I have not watched it in its entirety.
You got to watch it. I will. Today I will.
I'll go back. Matter of fact, where's my schedule book? What the hell is my schedule book? Okay. All right. So, yeah, I watched it today. And if you can remember, you know, ask me by this evening, have I watched it yet? If you
okay.
remind me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, yes, love. So, guys, you know, the last thing is most people are not living their dreams because of fear, you know. And fear, you know what I'm saying, false evidence appearing real, you know, fear can be the killer, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's a whole different topic. So if you guys want to book a reading with me, www.enhancingawareness.net, go ahead and book a reading for me, a private session. If you want to go deeper into your life, Tiki has gave you some examples on how I helped her in her session. Tiki just recently got a session, but Tiki has been getting sessions for me for years. So if you guys want to, you know, book a session with me, please do that. You can email me also at Enhancing Awareness, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. I'm trying to get past that one because I don't really check that one about twice a week. But assistance services by Keith@gmail.com. But if you go to my website, guys, you know, you can get in contact with me, email me. And, I mean, I do check my website email and all that stuff. So, you know, please go utilize the website for that. And please join our Facebook. Please join our Facebook group, which is also in the show notes. If you want to contact Tinky, she's in the show notes as well. If you want to contact our executive assistant, Lisa Van, she's in the show notes as well. And, guys, please join Lisa and Gary Van for the Relationship Cafe, which is also going to be coming up. It's going to be coming up next. So, yeah, it's about conditional and unconditional love. You know what I'm saying? So, Tiki, I just thank you for coming on and for joining me on this segment. But, yeah, I think I'm going to start doing this just Sundays. I think Sundays. It gives me time to prepare,
cool.
Right?
I'll be here. I sure will.
Okay. I mean, hey, even if you are not, you know what I'm saying? But I think
mm-hmm,
that this is a
mm-hmm,
good
mm-hmm.
this is a good series that I start, right?
Yes, yes,
awesome.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Well, thank you, beloved. I'm going to go ahead and mute your mic. I hope you join us for Lisa's show.
All right,
later.
Love. Okay, I sure will.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, guys, the video that, you know, you heard was Lesbian. I'm going to show notes. But But yeah, we're going to go out with Michael Jackson. You know, he's trying to let us know through his music. Absolutely. Thank you, caller. Area code 917. I do recognize your voice from the Ask Karou show. So I do know who you, I do remember who you are. And thank you for your consistency. So yeah, guys, until next time, peace and love. I hope you guys got something out of the show tonight, today, this morning. I'm used to doing shows at night, but yeah, peace and love, blessing, and enjoy your day. Happy Sunday.
What about all the dreams that you said?